The Serious Fraud Office has started looking into businesses which may have abused the wage subsidy scheme. More than $3 billion has been paid out in the latest round of subsidies. The bill is far less than was paid out in last year's lockdowns, when many large companies were criticised for claiming millions of dollars and later posting profits. Nita Blackperson has more.
Independent tax researcher Michael Gourmet first raised the alarm about abuse of the wage subsidy scheme last year. More than $13 billion was paid out, with the Ministry for Social Development later criticised for not doing enough thorough checks on who had taken what. Gourmet says the situation appears to be worse than he suspected.
If it's got to the SFO stage, then clearly there's some very serious issues here to be addressed. I mean, there's a fairly high bar before the SFO is going to take interest in any issues in the first place. So for it to got to that, this is going to be very interesting to find out who's been up to what and what exactly is involved and who's involved.
The Serious Fraud Office says inquiries are underway into multiple complex cases of potential fraud that were referred following Ministry of Social Development investigations. The SFO received government funding to specifically tackle fraud arising from the COVID-19 pandemic, and it says they'll be contributing specialist investigative teams to look into cases of a particularly challenging and complex nature. $3.1 billion has been paid out in wage subsidies since the Delta outbreak. Michael Gourmet says businesses have responded quite differently this time around.
Behaviour has changed now that we know more about how the system operated last year and where it went wrong, and so people are being more mindful of that. But at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot of small business out there that are doing it so bad, and they're the ones that need funds, not to be having funds paid out to people who are avoiding the system.
Rachel Taylor is the founder of the New Zealand Self-Employed and Small Business Association. She says it's a huge challenge for many at the moment.
But some businesses are adapting. There's a lot of businesses that are heading online and opening up e-commerce websites, or they're slightly tweaking the products and the services that they're offering so they can do them with the restrictions that have been placed on us. There are other businesses, your hairdressers, who are definitely struggling. They're unable to be open at the moment. You've got your osteos and your physios. There are definitely companies out there who are struggling.
While last time the wage subsidy was paid out in one lump sum, this year businesses have had to reapply every 2 weeks. The first round saw $1.3 billion paid out, the second dropped to $900 million, $600 million in the third round and $200 million in the fourth. A new round opens today. The largest recipients are the construction, accommodation and food services industries. Rachel Taylor says many businesses want clarity about the government's plan for the coming months, and that's affecting their behaviour with the wage subsidy.
Well, speaking to an organisation who had claimed the wage subsidy, and they were currently into discussions to voluntarily repay the amount after performing better than they had initially anticipated. However, just again due to the uncertainty of what was going to happen within the next few months, they were slightly hesitant about when to do that.
The Ministry of Social Development says it's received just over $757 million in wage subsidy repayments, both voluntary and requested. It's filed separate criminal charges against two people and says there will be more prosecutions to come.